Take Note, Darren Anderton, The Autobiography with Mike Donovan. Forward by Terry Venables. I remember when I first decided I wanted to sign Darren. I was in the crowd at Highbury when he played for Portsmouth in the FA Cup semi-final against Liverpool in 1992. He was outstanding, not flashy. He had two good feet and, although he played wide, was also like a central midfield player. Central midfield players are more careful with their passing. I liked those things about him. In Euro 96, those qualities enabled me to play Darren on the left as well as the right, and he could get crosses in with his left foot. It seems practising to be two-footed is pretty much unheard of these days. I also noticed he could run all day. He had that marathon runner's build, tall and slim like Steve McManaman. I knew he was my sort of player. I thought I was going to have to battle all the other clubs when I was at Tottenham. Not really. I was delighted and fortunate to get him. Darren is one of the best players I've worked with. Not just a good player, but right up there with the very best. I rate David Beckham highly, but Darren was every bit as good. In fact, he might have the edge because he could also play on the left. To me, he was a champion. People talk about stars, but stars only come out at night. There are few champions about. People who never cause a problem to you as a coach. He was the perfect person to work with at Tottenham Hotspur in England. A joy. He was a great lad and could do everything you asked of him. He'd pick things up so quickly. He had a football brain as good as anyone else I've known. People think he was quiet and gentle, but he was strong. You can't get to the level he got to without being strong-minded, mentally tough. He could do everything. When I gave him his first full England debut against Denmark, I knew it didn't matter if I played Darren right, left or through the middle. He could do all of that. And he could make and score goals and always took responsibility for whatever was needed. He was also courageous. I knew from when I took over he was going to be in my thoughts for as long as I was in the post. He played in every game in a fantastic England team at Euro 96. People kept saying when I took over that we didn't have any left-sided players. But that changed with Darren. He started on the right with Steve McManaman on the left for the first game against Switzerland. Steve said he liked it on the left, so we did that. They equalised with a penalty and it ended in a draw, which was frustrating. So from then on we switched it with Darren and Steve. It was from the left that Darren made that goal for Paul Gascoigne against Scotland. There were seven or eight passes and the ball came right across to Darren. Instinctively, he took up the right position with his back to the left-hand touchline so he could see where the ball was coming from and a run Gazza was making. We were all screaming for him to hit it first time because we'd seen Gazza running. Darren couldn't hear us, but he'd seen it before any of us on the bench did. He knocked it on first time with his right foot to Gazza and the rest, as they say, is history. An amazing goal. An amazing moment. Darren was also one of the great Tottenham players of the modern era. I felt devastated not to be able to carry on working with him and players like him, with Tottenham, where he was part of a team I believed was developing into league winners, and England for longer. And I wonder what would have happened if I had been. I was proud of him and all the players I worked with who went on to the 1998 World Cup. It gave me a sense of satisfaction, although also one of frustration as I wasn't involved. Some didn't appreciate just how good Darren was. That is their ignorance. I don't give a damn what anyone else thinks. To me, he was top, top class. Players will tell you the same. I know Teddy Sheringham thinks he's the best, or at least one of the best players he ever played with. And from what Darren says in the book, Alex Ferguson was keen to have him for Manchester United. I can't say enough about this boy. He is an absolute gem. I have the utmost respect for him as a man and a footballer. Because of his bravery as a player, it hurts me to hear this sick note stuff about him. It's clear from this book how it gnaws at him. And it would do me as well. It's hard to deal with this foolishness. People saying things that are just so wrong. They couldn't be further from the truth. Those people must know themselves that break a leg, they can't walk across the road.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?